Hey, hey, family, it's Herbalist Viola. Welcome to Very Wise Alternatives Podcast. Come to speak to you again about time. If you ever, well, look, the colon queen, but getting to time, if you ever want to see if you have enough time. Now, yeah, I know I'm always speaking on teas and your health and you know, making sure that colon's right. You know, I got to throw that in. I always got to make sure y'all guys pooping. And I hope you pooped this morning. I hope you moved your bowels this morning. But family, if you ever want to know how much time you really have, ever, sit down and just have you some tea. And I mean, family, take the time. Take the time and get your herbal blend. Whew, I can just go on and on about teas and just your health and your body and just family. Look, take the time. Learn how to, you know, just take some teas. Like I just stumbled into tea because I was like, whew, how can I put this? I wasn't really a tea drinker. I had the green tea and the black tea, and I would do ginger. But I would do an array of teas. I would just go and just sample. You know, if I'm out, I'll just sample some tea. And then I thought about it. I thought about the blends, the flavor, what it did to me, how I felt. I mean, family, if you get some good ginger tea after dinner, it aids your digestion. You know, I'm always going to say that. And it helps you poop, but it's just the overall sitting down there, just relaxing, drinking some ginger tea, not ginger ale. You know, I know how that settles your stomach, but ginger tea just, oh my goodness, it makes you feel good. I mean, I'm going to talk about teas and time. But like I said, if you want to really see how much time you have, see how much time you actually waste. Time you actually waste. You sit down. It makes you have enough time to sit down and really sip on a cup of tea. And I want to make sure it's extra hot. I want it extra hot, not to burn you, not to burn you, family, but sit down and allocate your time. By the time it take that tea for you, by the time it takes for that tea to cool off to when you can really pick it up and drink it, you should have at least 15 things down, you know, when you audit your time. And I want you to do this on purpose so you can see where you spend your time, where you waste money, where you waste time, where you're not really spending time with family. And I mean, really spend that quality time with family. Shut the phone off, no work. And I mean, shut things off. And this is going to sound bad, but you only want to take a call like if somebody died. You know, everybody's fine. You know, the world going to be here. The world's going to be here. But taking that quality time with your family, I mean that quality time, sitting down with your mate, sitting down with your children, letting them know how important they are, letting them know how you really, truly love them and you take the time out, not spending money and lavish gifts. I'm talking about taking the time and play a card game, just really get to know them. But the reason why I'm making you have that cup of tea is because by time, y'all know tea is hot. It's good. I mean, look, it's nourishment for your body. And you're not drinking plain water. I'm just going to put it out there. You're not drinking plain water. You're actually sitting down and you're choosing a tea or a blend that you can take without sugar. You know, get that manuka honey, but not too much. Not too much. But oh, my goodness. But I want to, and I know, I'm not even going to go into that, the butt word. I'm not even going to go into it. But family, it's the thing that we're taking time for ourselves to nourish ourselves to. And when I mean nourish, you're giving yourself time to love yourself, hydrate, get some rest. You can deep breathing exercise. Women, you can do your Kegels. Men, you can do your Kegels too, because that pelvic floor is weak. You know, we be wondering what's going on. We got to make sure that we doing some Kegels. You know, I got to throw it in there. You know, y'all can be doing some heel raises too. Heel raises is awesome, family. You be like, Viola, you're doing too much. But I did say, go ahead and do some deep breathing as well. Because as you're meditating and you writing things down, you're looking at these words and you're looking at what you do from the time you get up, from the time you go to sleep. This is vital. This is vital because you got to get your grinding game on. They're playing out here with soon the American dollar ain't gonna be worth nothing, but I want to make sure that you're on top. You're on top. Get your silver, your gold. Stop. We got to stop worrying. We got to stop being last on this thing called life. And I want you to write every, I don't even care, you put a stick of gum, you bent over, you stopped and chatted with somebody. Sometimes we on the phone too long and wasting time on some nonsense when it ain't about drama. It's about y'all grinding and getting things done. I don't care what with some basketball player or who had what or what favorite song out. Did you make the song? Are you getting residual income from that song? If you're getting residual income, have at it. But I want you to be looking at what's making you money. What are you wasting time? Okay, cut the gym out just a little bit. You know, being there 15 minutes. But that 15 minutes, and I ain't say cut the gym out every day, family. But if you go every day, is it making you money? Is it, I'm just saying, is it making you money? Because the same stuff y'all can do, y'all can be outside in nature. In nature, I'm gonna say it. I know some people don't have the means, but your house, there's so much stuff you could do in your house far as working out. You'd be like, I'm not focused. Then I need you to get focused. Take the kids outside and run around. You'd be like, I need to do extra stuff. No, incorporate that with them. Act silly. Go out there and be funny and be silly with them. Use them as your weights. There's so much time that we waste that we don't look at and we're like, well, I wish I would have did that. Don't wait till you're in your 50s, 60s, and we be like, dang, I could have did that. Do it while you have time right now. Because from zero, when you have your children from birth to about 2 years old, the childhood's that their the babiness is gone. The 2 to 7, oh, they learning. So from birth to seven, they learning a lot. You actually setting their attitudes, their moods, how they handle under pressure, whether they're gonna be crybabies, learn the word no, really learn stuff. Because during that time, that's where we messed up at. That's where we failed to learn because we learned all this stuff that our family, we learned all that traits and the negative things. You learn how to still cuss, all that stuff. You learn all this frivolous non stuff instead of learning these, learn what a trust is, learn what annuity is, learning what insurance and the good insurance. And I'm talking about the ones that has cash value. Yeah. You be like, you're gonna learn that seven between 70. Why not? Why not learn about money education? And when I mean education, I'm talking about this common sense stuff. This stuff that these trades out here, learning these words like, you know, where your gut is, you what teas to drink. And y'all may be laughing, but y'all know them 4 or 5 year old, them 6 year olds be like, I want some tea, mommy. They be drinking about y'all coffee. Why can't they have the tea? Why they can't sit down and have some tea and allocate that time and learn how to deep breathe, learn how to say, mommy, I didn't poop today. And only reason I'm saying is because we right now as adults scared to poop in the public bathroom because we're afraid somebody hear us. It has to come out. It has to still come out. But I'm just saying how we waste time. And we don't get out here and grind, and we always recreating the wheel. That the wheel ain't broke, don't recreate it. Don't get the madness where, oh, you starting from scratch in the business when the business already recreated in the house. Go back and sit down with your uncle, aunt, whoever had his business, whoever in network marketing, whoever know how to get on the phone and talk. And the talking, whoo, baby, get your language down. Get your language down so when you're around certain people, you know how to be resilient. And I mean resilience. I'm just telling you, but I just want to make sure I say that because we waste so much time. Whew. So much time. And we don't realize, we're like, dang, I could have did that. Just like you'd be like, actually, could have had a V8. No, I ain't telling you go get no V8 because I'd rather you take your fruits and your vegetables, and when you blend it, I'd rather you do single because your body's simple. Your body is so simple. You just, if you got blueberries, do blueberries. If you got blackberries, do blackberries. They don't have to mix. They don't have to mix. If you don't have a recipe, don't mix it. Don't mix it unless you have a recipe. You know, now I know of several recipies, but I don't, I wouldn't want you to do recipes. Like I did plenty of videos with juices and what will be your base. And it depends on what you're trying to take care of us, take care of. Because a simple key lime and ginger and water is your best friend. And you can't just take a whole lot of ginger during the day. I'm just going to say that. There's certain levels that you should have because everybody's from different places and everybody's different, especially your weight. If you skinny like me, you know, a lot of heavy hitters going to hit you hard. But, you know, when we picking up that weight, we have to make things a little bit stronger. And I'm saying this out of love, family. I'm saying this out of love. But sometimes some of us thin people need some stuff too because you're calcified in different ways. You'd be like, well, dang, how can I get stuff out? Yeah, that's called fasting. That's called letting stuff out. And things is discipline, family. Doing this, sitting down, writing down your time. You may want to do it three or four times. That's why you should have tea twice a day, sometimes three times a day, or do this in consecutive days. Do this consecutive days to sit down and have you some tea and sit down and figure out where you went wrong or where you went right and what you see right and what's going right. You could continue, but don't put no glass ceiling. But, you know, just stop the kill. You know, I gotta check. I gotta make sure I say my words right. But you gotta make sure you don't put a seal, don't put a cap on anything. You gotta, Especially when we see we back falling back on the same routine. It's called pushing forward, and I mean really, really push forward, family. Push forward to the fact that you be like, nope, I'm not stopping here. I'm gonna continue. I'm gonna continue. I'm at this, and you have to continue. And what I'm saying is, it's nothing wrong with taking a course. It's taking a class. Just make sure it's beneficial. Make sure it's beneficial. And everybody needs a mentor. Everybody needs a mentor. You be thinking all these famous and billionaires and don't have a mentor. They got a mentor. They have a mentor. Everybody's specialist in something. But if you get a mentor, that's why I was recommended the DISS assessment. A lot of people don't realize when you learn yourself, you're like, oh, no wonder I act like this. No wonder I act like this. So it's good to know your sign, your, you know, you, your the DISS assessment. You want to know why you act the way you act. You want to know why you're a little timid, why you procrastinate. Dig in this, dig in this. I know sometimes I don't want to drive. So I know if I'm tired, I know myself. It's good to know yourself, and don't do things that you know that you know that. Like right now, if I drive when I'm tired, I get in an accident. Not saying that that's what happens, but I know I'm tired. So if you notice that you're not concentrating, yes, that's when things happen. So you gotta concentrate. You gotta make sure you're not tired. You gotta make sure that you're paying your alert. You're paying attention. You know, you got to pay attention to detail. That's why a lot of things, I mean, fall to the wayside. Like a lot of times, a lot of people don't like to read. I force myself to read. I make sure I get the boringest book that I know I'm not going to look at, and I'll pick it up and I'll read it. And I force myself to be interested in it, and because you're always learning different things. And the only reason why I'm saying this is you want to make sure that you're fighting yourself to get past these barriers that you have. That's how sometimes we waste time because we start getting on these TikToks and this YouTube, and we be like, wait, I done an hour done passed and I didn't get to do what I need to do. Sometimes you need that break, but sometimes you don't. Sometimes y'all know what y'all doing. Y'all know what y'all doing. Sometimes we get on there and be like, dang, I could have worked out. Work out on your house. Work out in your house. You can go in, like I put a lift bar between your, you know, in the doorway. They have different things. If you can, I don't know, lifting your own weight, you could do push-ups, you could do planks, you could do a lot of things on the wall. You can lift weights. what's those things? Like look, I ain't saying milk jugs, just gallons of water. I just say gallons of water or 5 pound bags of potatoes. Y'all know y'all can lift your children. Lift your children. You know, like I love the way they showing these mates, you know, when you with your husband or you with your wife and they sitting there doing these exercises. I'm like, ooh, I like that. I like that. Do that stuff. Do that stuff. Challenge each other. Challenge each other. And that's just saving money. And I'm just saying that now because the way things is going, we gotta stop buying frivolous stuff. And y'all know sometimes that takes our time. We're like, ooh, like I need these because these make me look like I'm rich. What? And this time right now, we ain't got time to be looking like that. We don't have the time, family. I'm gonna say it again. We don't have time for that. If you got that stuff, go ahead and wear it. But right now, y'all need to be stacking. I mean, balling. And when I mean balling, secretly pay stuff off. Do things. Like, you know, I'm already gonna tell you, y'all need to stack up on some herbs. Y'all need to stack up on your tinctures, your capsules. Y'all need to stack up on that. And you need to learn. That's why I say everybody need, y'all need to start right now and do an herbalism course, period. Just learn a little bit. Learn about yourself. Learn what your organs do and what herbs it relates. So when you go outside and you see dandelion green, you're like, oh, I gotta get that dandelion. You know, go in there and get thyme, sage, make some cilantro. You know, go ahead and do your turmeric, your ginger. Go ahead and go ahead and start growing these herbs. You'd be surprised with. You know, just with some ginger, turmeric, burdock, dandelion, powerful herbs. You know, that thyme, this eucalyptus. Oof. I can go on and on. Lemon balm. We have so many things like the oregano. Y'all can get that oregano. Oh my goodness. We have to really look at these simple herbs. That you can dry, make teas, you can make salves, you can make tinctures, capsules, and all this is same thing the big wigs are making billions of dollars off of. But we're talking about taking back our health. We're talking about making sure we poop. We're talking about allocating our time to we're not wasting it. We're actually having our time benefit us. We're looking at, well, man, I did waste time doing that. We didn't start wasting time. I don't want you wasting time. I want you taking down and figuring out where you can squeeze more of your time to where you allocated time to spend with the kids. You allocated time to spend with your spouse. You allocated spending time with you working out. There's a lot of exercises you can actually do when you're in there brushing your teeth and flossing. You could do lunges, squats. You could do heel raises. You'd be like, you could do all that. Yes, you can. You could even do your eye exercise during that time. You like Viola eye exercise. I'm telling y'all, better roll them eyes. Y'all better strengthen them eyes. You know, have your diffuser on. Like right now, I have eucalyptus going through right now. You know, I'm trying to get my sinuses. I be hearing things in my ear. My ear be popping. I'm like, I need to get this mucus. I need to get my eyes better because you know your eyes still can get worse, family. Your eyes can still get worse, especially you on these computers, on these devices. We got to make sure that we're decalcifying our eyes. You be like, what? I'm talking about getting that mucus off. We got too much mucus. Look, family, your body already have mucus. I'm talking about the excess. When you be like, why do I feel like this? Because we don't eat so much mucus forming foods. Because look, if you melanated like me with the 666, I'm just telling you, baby, we gotta really look at this thing. Whew. And if you fed your baby that cow milk, that dairy, and we melanated, you know we can't be messing with that. You know how much damage you already did? I'm gonna be totally honest. You know how much damage you did because you forced your body to take something that was irritated. And then you wonder why people are babies are constipated or have diarrhea and wondering what's going on with their intestines. Did you cause leaky gut? Did you cause the irritation? Did you cause some kind of damage that you can't see, but it comes out later? It comes out later. Why? Because your body is brilliant. Your body would take whatever you give it and try to process it. But it's up to us, look, to stop, to just stop, to realize, yo, I shouldn't have been doing that way. Is that what that do? Why do you think I said get down there and drink them teas? Get you some nourishing tea, like my mind and body. Get you some skullcap plantain or some cleavers. Whoo, look, mind and body is such a wow. And one of the ingredients is the dandelion. It does so much for your mind, your body, help you relax, help you sleep. It gives you, ooh, it gives you energy. It gives you the vitamins, ooh, vitamins that your body needs. I'm gonna say it like that. But family, I'm gonna go ahead and end here. I'm cutting up. Oh my, I just be feeling silly. Look, I feel silly. I'm happy. I'm gonna continue to be happy. Oh, but look, family, I love you guys. Seriously, get you some hot tea and go ahead and start writing your list. You'd be surprised. You'd be like, I did what? And do it for a week. Do it for a week. Because you could just see what you did the day or however. And sometimes, have the journal to the side and say, well, I did this, I did that. Because sometimes you can't remember. But I just want you to make sure your life is balanced and you're grinding and you're putting money where the money needs to go before the money end up being like toilet paper. I mean, everybody else is going to the gold standard. We're not. So I'm gonna leave it there, family. Love, peace, and light. Gratitude, gratitude. I appreciate you guys for listening. Herbalist Viola, the Colon Queen, truly cares. Well, this is Very Wise Alternative Podcast, guys. Peace, love, and light.